Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast.
Chicken banana. Chicken banana.
Good luck getting that out of your head for the rest of the day.
Right. And Charlotte realized that her boyfriend took the trip she's wanted to go on.
She realized maybe she's not his priority.
Oh.
Ouchie.
Yeah. How did you destroy your phone? Setting the bar stories? Being cheated on?
All the things. Welcome to your Monday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Let's dive into some sports real quick. As the College World Series is underway, UofL loses their opener against Oregon State. It was a back and forth. Thought they were going to pull it out, but Oregon State ended up winning. That means they're still alive. It's a double elimination, right? So UofL was down big time to Arizona. This was their win or go home for them. They trailed most of the double elimination game, rallied in the eighth inning to score six runs.
What?
Ended up winning 8-3. So UofL is going to continue their national championship ambitions tomorrow, 2 o'clock. A rematch of Oregon State. And then the winner will face Coastal Carolina on Wednesday. The loser goes home. So
that's crazy.
I know. Murray State, they lost their home opener too. But they're going to take on Arkansas today in Omaha.
Just want to keep it dramatic.
Yeah. So there you go. So both of them lost their first round games, but since it's double elimination, they have another chance. And
still UofL, alive.
Yep, UofL still alive. Still now, it is if they lose, the odds of them winning it all after losing the first round are very slim. Because in the history of the College World Series, I don't think anybody has.
It's never been done.
But that doesn't mean it can't be a first.
What a story it
right,
would make.
Right, what a story it would be. So anyways, some exciting sports action, at least in the College World Series locally here over the weekend on 99.7 DJX. So there are a little sports here action for you on DJX. Everything good yesterday? Father's Day? You treat your husband all right? You call your dad?
Sure did. Did all those things. What about you? How'd you spend it?
Yeah, called my dad. I broke my phone. And then, yeah, the girls all came over. I mean,
broke your phone?
You see that?
Oh, how are you even using it?
Well, I can kind of see it. So there's
you
like,
can kind of see it? There's
yeah.
like nothing but like,
I know.
It's darkness except for like the very top half inch.
I know. I
you
think
can see
I,
your screensaver.
I think I dropped it. I want to get into later how you destroyed your phone.
Mm.
Because I think everybody has a story, but
you just dropped it. That's your story.
It's not very exciting. I dropped it. There was like a thin line. And I noticed a thin line show up, and I don't think it happened after I dropped it. But you know, we drop our phones all the time.
Sure.
Right. I have a case for it.
I was gonna say
it's out of its case because I was trying to like hard reboot it and stuff like that and figure stuff out, but. But
oh,
yeah,
no.
After that thin line, then yesterday, my entire screen turned, it was like shorting out or whatever. And so now it's like
weird
flashing
thing. It looks
yellow.
Like it's possessed.
The phone still works.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, so I was trying to play Wordle yesterday.
And you got to still play Wordle.
Well, I do. And the only problem was I couldn't tell what squares were green, what squares were yellow.
Oh, that makes it difficult.
And so my daughter had to do Wordle first, and so she was kind of like helping me go. I would show her my guess, and she'd be like, no, okay, that one's a yellow, and that one's a green. And I'm like, oh, okay, great, thanks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So basically you were cheating.
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, she was just telling me what the phone would have already told me.
She wasn't giving you
letters. Yeah. Oh. She was just telling me what it would have already told me. But I just can't tell because it's like a negative.
That's
does
really,
that make sense?
Yes, it's like a fluorescent light that's going out.
Yeah, yeah, and it's on my phone, so that's fun.
That is.
So, anyways, yeah,
bizarre.
We'll get into that a little bit later. But yeah, I talked to my dad and the girls came over, cooked them steak, so that was fun. And
you cooked them dinner?
Yeah,
on Father's Day.
Yeah, I wanted to.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I did all the cooking yesterday.
Wow.
I know. Listen.
Wow.
Everybody in the morning is like, "Are you? Do you know what you're doing?
Do you know?
I'm making French toast.
Are you talking about your family with that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
My daughter's like,
"Do you need help?
Do you need any help, buddy? I'm like, "Don't buddy me.
Don't buddy me.
Don't buddy me. It was delightful.
Buddy me.
By the way.
I'm sure it
I
was.
Made eggs and French toast and bacon.
Oh,
and cinnamon rolls.
Sure.
All the breads.
You made cinnamon rolls?
I did.
Oh, you heated them up.
Thank you.
Okay,
Pillsbury.
All right,
I got them out of the can, put them on a tray,
yes.
And then frosted them.
Sure.
And then I made
That's
pasta
the way to do it.
For dinner.
Wow.
And breadsticks in the air fryer.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was delightful.
Wow.
And then we took them out for lunch.
Okay. Hey, you know what? That's great.
Yes.
That's great. You did.
And then
I
took my son to do some basketball things so dad could just watch the U.S. Open. Called my dad.
All right.
Talked for 45 minutes.
Wow.
It was a day.
Yeah, it was a day.
It was a day.
It was a day.
That was fun. So I'm done with my cooking for the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you? You got to be done, right?
I feel like I'm done.
All right. You did.
Sounds like you did good. I did all the dishes and cleaned the kitchen too.
Sounds like you
Both
did good.
Times. I did all the things.
Yeah. See,
and cleaned up dog puke.
Yeah. See, like my wife was coming back from a gig out of town. And so she didn't get back into town until like 3:30 or something like that.
Oh.
So it was funny because I was just there with my youngest, Zoe. And she was like, "Hey, do you want to go to Dick's Sporting Goods or Ace Hardware?"
Like dad places?
Because no. She wanted to go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh.
But she threw in the hardware store. I was
just
like, no,
you need some dad things.
I already took you to the hardware store yesterday, so we're good. We're
okay.
good. So
That's
anyways.
Sweet, though.
Hopefully you had a good Father's Day or you called your dad or whatever.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this You Laugh, You Lose trophy that I'm holding in my hand right now.
Majestic.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
I mean, technically, theoretically, you should be the victor. With it being Father's Day weekend and all, it would just be rude of me to win this week, right?
I don't see you as being the type to just roll
just
over.
Just bow down, roll
and,
over. Yeah, no, I am highly competitive. You're right.
No, I know.
You're right.
Losers go first. I think that was me. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. You laugh, you lose. Kelly, did you hear about the three old ladies that snuck some liquor into the baseball game?
I did not hear about the three old ladies that snuck some liquor into the baseball game.
Yeah, by the bottom of the fifth, the bags were loaded.
Awesome. Sounds like a fun game. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a misleading commercial about Father's Day?
What do you call a misleading commercial about Father's Day?
False advertising.
False dadvertising.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Kelly, this is kind of tough to say, but my boss just fired me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was a massage therapist, though.
Oh.
You said I didn't really do anything bad. I just, you know, rubbed people the wrong way.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
You laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben, at what restaurant did Al Capone celebrate Father's Day?
What?
Red Mobster.
Kelly, how many apples grow in a tree?
How many apples grow in a tree?
All of them.
Okay. Hey, Ben,
mm-hmm.
What makes an egg laugh?
What?
Dad yolks.
Kelly, why did the coffee file a police report?
Why did the coffee file a police report?
Got mugged.
That is unfortunate. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
How do owls save money?
How?
They shop with coupons.
Kelly, how does a penguin build its house?
How does a penguin build its house?
He glues it together.
Yeah, it does. Hey, Ben, did you hear about the owl who joined the military?
No.
He reported to hoot camp.
Okay. Kelly, why did the scarecrow win an award?
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
Because he was outstanding in his field?
Yeah, he was. Hey, Ben, where can insects borrow books?
Where?
From the flyberry.
Kelly, why don't skeletons ever go trick-or-treating?
Why don't skeletons ever go trick-or-treating?
Because they have no body to go with?
No, they don't. That is so sad. That is so sad. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
How do young dogs drink without spilling?
How?
They use a sippy pup.
Okay. Kelly, want to hear a joke about paper?
I do.
Never mind. It's terrible.
It's terrible. It is terrible. Hey, Ben, where can a rabbit catch a flight?
Where?
The airport.
Kelly, did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
I did not hear about the restaurant on the moon.
Yeah, great food. No atmosphere, though.
Yeah, no atmosphere at all. Can't really breathe there. Okay. Hey, Ben, when is the best time to ask a horse a question?
When?
During a Q&A.
Okay. What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. Yes. Why didn't I just immediately finish that for you? Hey, Ben. From Favorite Brad. I just burned 2,000 calories.
Oh, okay. How? How did you do that?
That's the last time I leave brownies in the oven while I take a nap.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter?
What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter?
An irrelevant.
Oh, that's really sad. All elephants matter. Hey, Ben. I saw a microbiologist today.
Okay.
He was much bigger than expected.
Oh.
Micro.
Hey, Kelly, I was just kicked out of a bottomless brunch.
You were?
Yeah. It's a simple dress code mix-up. Just misunderstood.
Ah, bottomless. Got it. Oh, got it.
Just misunderstood.
You brought your own sausage.
I brought my own sausage. I did. Well done adding the tag on my own joke.
That was against the rules, too.
I know. They were like, no outside food. All right. All right. Well, congratulations. The trophy is yours on this Dad's Day edition of
You Know What? I'll keep it on your behalf.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. There you go. That's You Laugh, You Lose. A little setting the bar action, Kelly. This is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Right. You know, for some people, riding a roller coaster is thrilling.
Sure.
Now you can experience that while also enjoying the excitement of eating cicadas. Thanks to this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without opening your mouth to scream while on a roller coaster and getting a mouthful of cicadas, you're doing okay.
No.
Yeah, Kings Island up there in Cincinnati literally had to issue a warning.
Like, hey, maybe don't scream with your mouth open.
Right, because they have been dealing with the cicadas like we have pretty much. They're everywhere.
Well, they dive bomb your car when you're driving. I've had so many of them just like bouncing off the windshield.
And the swarms are so dense that people are being warned literally to keep their mouths shut while riding on the roller coasters there at Kings Island. This from Lex 18.
And if you end up like me here at Kings Island with cicadas landing on you while you're enjoying the park, I spoke to a local expert who gave some important advice on what you need to remember.
Just enjoy the cicadas. When you're on the ride, keep your mouth closed.
Yeah, obviously people, the reason they had to issue that is because people were swallowing cicadas on the rides.
Oh, no.
The one funny thing about this is, you know how on roller coasters where they always take a photo of you mid-ride?
Yes.
People have started sharing their photo with their mouths completely closed. Yep. You know, like...
not eat a cicada.
Right.
Wow.
But man, if you can manage to make it through the day without opening your mouth to scream while on a roller coaster and accidentally eating a cicada.
Oh, gosh, that just gives me a physical reaction.
Still, you're getting... Could you imagine getting pelted in the face with one?
That would make me say, nope, I'm gonna pass.
You'd have to wear goggles on the roller coaster.
No. Yes.
Yeah, that's
close your eyes and your mouth.
Setting the bar story.
Dang it.
199.7 DJX. I noticed something that I do over the weekend, and that is whenever I pick up a book or, it's mostly a book, but I actually picked up a book, which I should be commended.
With the intention of moving it or reading it?
It was a book that my wife was reading.
Oh.
But I moved it off of the bed.
You were moving it.
And onto her nightstand.
Uh-huh.
So I picked it up and I smelled it.
You smelled the book?
Yeah. I opened it up and I smelled the pages. Is that normal?
No.
Or no?
Why are we smelling books?
Why not? It smells good.
Oh. Okay.
You don't ever do that?
No, I don't.
When's the last time you touched a book?
Last summer.
Okay.
I was on a kick.
You were on a kick.
I read a bunch of Colleen Hoover books last summer.
All right.
And now I just haven't had the time.
Sure. But you didn't, like, smell the inside of the book?
No.
That's not a thing that you do?
No.
Interesting. See, I thought everybody did that.
No.
Because it smells some sort of, especially if it's an older book, it's something about, like, the ink and the paper as it gets older. It has that smell to it.
I know the smell as you, like, yeah. turn the page.
Smells like a library.
Yes.
Kind of like a library.
Yes, but I haven't thought, oh, I need to smell it closer. That's not a thought that's entered my brain.
Next time.
Okay.
Open up the book and give it a little sniff.
I feel like that'd be weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not?
I'm not calling that normal. Not like pulling it up to your face and inhaling.
Well, that's dumb.
If you've noticed the smell of a book, okay. I think we've all noticed the smell of a book, but I'm not going to put it in my face and
So that's just a me thing.
That's a you thing.
Okay.
I feel like.
All right. Normal or nope, that you're saying it's not.
That's what I'm thinking.
We did get another one that said, I eat cereal with a fork.
How does that work exactly?
I don't know.
Because it's in milk, right? Or is it dry?
Well, I would imagine it's in milk, yeah?
I would think.
So if
it's... And then part of it is to have milk in the spoon with the cereal,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's part of the enjoyment of cereal.
Yeah, unless you're a drinker at the end, you like tip the bowl and you drink it.
You do both. You're going to have plenty left if you got some milk in the spoon with you on every bite. You will.
Yeah. Well, this person, I eat cereal with a fork.
I need a video, a demonstration video.
I mean, I guess it might be a thing where they don't typically like seek out a fork and they just pick whatever utensil they grab first.
Okay, but if we're saying normal or nope, every commercial that's ever shown cereal, people are eating it with a spoon.
No, I'm saying I'm saying that's not normal too.
Yeah.
But I think it's also unhinged if they are grabbing for a utensil and the utensils aren't sectioned off, forks, spoons, knives.
Who lives like that?
Yeah, who lives like that? And like with just...
That's
random,
chaotic and crazy. If you don't separate your utensils, you need therapy.
If your utensils are just in a drawer, just willy-nilly,
like,
just
that
tossed
would drive
in a drawer,
me insane.
Without,
like, I need a spoon. Oh, I'm gonna
I've
have to
sift through
the entire drawer to find no.
That in and
no,
of itself,
sir.
that in and of itself is crazy. Natalie, by the way, texts us and says two things. One, brand new book smell is the best. Old book smell is great too.
Okay.
But then says, I eat chicken noodle soup with a fork. Not a big broth person, so I'd rather just get the chunks and noodles and all that stuff.
But then the noodles like fall right off, don't they?
Well,
I feel like you need to scoop it with the
noodles.
With
the spoon. Well, aren't they're the noodles very, are like spaghetti like?
Yes, they're very skinny and slimy, and don't they just slip right through?
Well,
the
you
prongs?
Just like eat it like you're eating spaghetti, I guess, right?
That's not as easy to do in soup.
Mm.
That's a little unhinged.
I want to go back to the people who just have a drawer.
That's
full
what we need to
examine. Of full of utensils.
You're not separating your utensils. Tell
now,
me why.
Now,
defend your stance.
I will say that I have a drawer that is full of just utensils.
Sure.
But it's the big utensils. It's like the serving spoons,
yes,
or it's
the
like
ladles.
The ladles.
Yes.
It's the sieves.
Tongs.
It's the tongs. Right.
Yes.
I have
all
that just kind of thrown in a drawer.
Pancake flippers. Yes.
Yes. I don't have...
There's really no good way to organize all that.
Silverware, fork, knife, spoon, just
they
willy-nilly
make
thrown. I know.
You can get them anywhere.
And they're not very expensive. You can get
they
them
are
at
not. They're very
Dollar
cheap.
Tree for like a dollar.
And then you have some sort of order in your life. Even
that,
if the rest of your house
that
is an
insane.
Absolute train wreck.
Yeah, that's insane.
You need to have your utensils separated.
All right, just a couple of them there. Cereal with a fork. No.
No.
Smelling a book. I don't know. I'm not quite on the that is not normal train. Because
I don't bring it up to my face.
Because like, I do it.
I will. I've noticed the
you
smell of a
do
book.
It. You
but
should
I
do
don't
it next
put
time.
It to my face and then sniff it.
And you deeply. Might be a convert.
Okay.
You got
to
read.
You try to pull us into your weird little world.
I got to try somehow.
Okay.
I can't just be the only one flapping out here in the breeze.
Well.
All right, a little normal or nope there on 99.7DJX. All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly.
It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Charlotte, in quote, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I feel like I need some honest advice.
Okay.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. Overall, things have been good.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been feeling really frustrated lately.
Mm.
Every time I bring up the idea of us going on a little vacation together, you know, just the two of us,
mm-hmm.
he says always that he can't afford it.
Mm.
There's always some sort of excuse, tight budget, unexpected mm-hmm. bills, whatever.
Sure.
Now, here's the problem. He just dropped a ton of money on a boys' trip to Aruba.
Oh.
Flights, hotel, excursions, all of it. No hesitation. He's super excited, already bragging about it to everybody.
Mm.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here wondering why I'm never a priority when it comes to fun or travel.
Mm.
I don't want to be petty or controlling, but I can't shake this feeling that he's willing to spend on what he wants, but not on us as a couple.
Okay.
I haven't said anything yet because I'm worried I'll come off as jealous or nagging, but deep down I'm hurt.
Mm.
Am I overreacting? Or is this like a bigger red flag?
Ooh. So.
I'd be mad. Yeah. I'll just put that out there. I'd be big mad.
Especially if you've been wanting to do something for a while.
And he's telling you about
don't
it.
Have like, the money. Don't have the money.
Like,
don't
why? Have the money. Let's plan a trip, babe. Let's go. Do this.
Yeah.
Aruba would be a really nice.
And then the boys are like, let's go to Aruba. And you're like, yeah.
And no hesitation. He's doing all the excursions. No problem paying for a hotel.
Oh.
Airfare. Yeah, I would be big mad.
Okay. All right.
She's not overreacting.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, okay. And I'm assuming that she is not expecting him to foot the bill for both.
No,
that
I'm
they're
sure
gonna
she be, would be like,
yeah,
split
that's
it.
It's kind of what I'm thinking, especially
and it's not
if she's
like
been
she's never mentioned this. It's not like she's been just secretly thinking to herself, hey, that would be nice.
All right.
No, she has vocalized
told him.
The desire
like, oh,
to
no,
go.
Not a good time for that.
Trip like that.
Not a good time for this,
no,
you know, on a tight budget.
Fine to go with the boys, got the time.
He's
the money.
On a tight budget because he's budgeting for this
for
trip.
The boys trip.
For the
yes,
boys
sorry.
Trip.
Sorry.
That's right. I don't have
I don't
extra.
Have anything left.
I don't have anything after this.
After this amazing boys trip I'm going on. Sorry, babe. Maybe next year. No, I would be big mad. Big mad.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you... I mean, is it a deal breaker to the point where it's like, okay, there's no turning back from this?
I would... It's a priority thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, again, she's been mentioning this.
She has.
So, and I mean, if this was something that he had planned before
yeah.
they met
right.
and started dating,
it's like yeah,
different
I
story.
I told you about this, you know, it was going to be 2025,
yes.
you're the boys,
yeah.
we were going to go to Aruba.
Doesn't sound like that was the case, so.
What would even be worse, and I feel like...
Oh, she plays girl trip and goes to Aruba.
I would fall into this where it's like, last minute, hey... Saw this deal on plane tickets to Aruba. Want to go? Okay. Let me see if I can get... It's like almost like a last minute sort of thing.
Know what she needs to do? She needs to be a petty Betty. We need to plan a girls trip to Aruba the same week.
Oh,
like that's
I mean, that's assuming she can get enough girls sure. together to make it
absolutely.
Like a thing.
And her money. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make a book at the same time. Same place, same resort.
Oh, man. Okay.
This is just, I'm fired up.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
All right. 502-795-1997.
Favorite Brad is on my team with this whole, he's like, he's just not that into you. Break up with him, then book the trip to Aruba with a girlfriend, go the same time and ruin his trip.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are like, yeah, you need to plan a girl's trip. You need to plan a girl's trip. You need to plan a girl's trip.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that, just the, hey, this was something that you've been asking him about. And then he's like, no. And then all of a sudden,
you want to do
when
with
his boys
with
are like,
boys.
Hey, want to do this? He's like, yes. So that kind of makes me wonder where you land on his level of priority.
Exactly.
You know,
you're very
so,
low on his priority list. If this is what he's doing.
All right. 502-795-1997. Let us know a story when this maybe happened to you, when you realized that you were not high on the priority list? Is this something that you were able to overcome? Is this something that was like final nail in the coffin?
Like he needs a little wake up call. Like, yeah. Hey, put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah, exactly. How do you do that? Right, exactly. Let us know. That is what group therapy is. Take some of your stories on the way. Group therapy, Charlotte feeling like she is not the priority with her boyfriend of 2 years. She's been asking to go on this little couples trip with him. He's like, nah, tight budget, bills, all that, life. Then all of a sudden, he booked a boys trip to Aruba.
Uh-huh. And she's mad.
She's like, how would you take this? Ginger on Facebook says, you're not overreacting. He's being insensitive and mature and rude. That said, not knowing how old you guys are, he may just also be young and clueless. Mm. I would have a calm conversation with him, discuss how this is making you feel. If he's not responsive or if he's combative, take that as a sign for how your future will be with him.
Like, just sit him down and say, hey super excited for your boys trip and everything. I was just kind of hoping that you and I would take a trip like that.
Yeah, the optics on this kind of look weird because we've been talking about, or I've been talking about to you, wanting to take a trip like this, and now you're doing this
without the guys. Keep saying that, you know, it's always a bad timing or you don't have the money, and now it's like not a problem.
Explain to me how...
Explain it to me like I'm five.
explain it to me how I'm not supposed to feel a little upset about this. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then hopefully he will be like, oh.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
I didn't even think about it like that.
Maybe. All right. Well, maybe next year we can go on something.
Okay. So Fran does hair on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Says, I think it all depends on who's paying for you on a trip together. It's a lot cheaper to book a trip when you're only paying for yourself. If you're offered to pay your own way and you didn't want to, then yeah, red flags. If it's the other way around, I get it. Especially if you're young, traveling is expensive. Okay, well, yeah, I'm sure she probably, because he's mentioned the money thing.
Yeah, she's probably
hey, we'll split it.
We'll split it. You pay your way, I'll pay my way, we'll have fun.
I'm sure she suggested that. Yeah, Lisa said, she's not expecting him to pay for it all.
People will always make time and money for things that are a priority to them.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to have the emotional maturity for a relationship. Sorry about that. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are rolling in going, yeah, this is kind of a red flag.
Like how, if you are any sort of an adult
2 years,
male, yes, how do you not understand that?
Listen, there are some dense
the exact
dudes.
Trip that she's been telling you she wants to take.
Maybe that's why it was in the back of his mind. Like, this sounds like a good idea.
How dense do you have to be, though?
How dense?
For real.
Oh, it is. It's bad.
Don't you have to have zero perception skills?
Yes.
To not understand this is going to make her upset.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So yes, be upset, but before you just throw the towel in on the relationship,
tell him you're upset.
Yes.
Because she hasn't yet.
And say this is why.
I'm upset. Maybe you can imagine now when I put it to you this way that this is something I have been talking to you about wanting to do. And then you're like giving me all these excuses. But when the guys say it, you're good to go.
Yep. Yeah. What are you going to do on this trip? Why the boys?
In Aruba?
Yeah.
In Aruba.
Why the boys in Aruba?
If we're talking a golf trip or something, I get it. But why are we going to Aruba with the boys?
Yeah.
Were there probably other chicks in bikinis?
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Well.
Okay.
It's
not a golf trip.
You can always hope for a natural disaster.
We just talked to her.
Sorry.
Real dark real soon.
I said the inside thoughts
out
loud.
Yeah, just tell him. Explain it to him like he's five.
Yeah, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. So let's play a fun little game. A one that we've never played before, Kelly.
Okay, then. A new game we're debuting.
Yeah, fill in the banana. Sure. Hi, Shelby.
Hi.
Shelby's calling us from Louisville, has brown hair, is 5'2", and is married, and is starting a new job.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Exciting.
That's right. Got to feel good. Things are coming up. Shelby today, right?
That's right.
All right, so we're going to play Fill in the Banana, where we've replaced one word in a popular song with the word banana. And I'll give you the little the bigger picture of the song that I pulled the word banana from. You ready?
Ready.
All right.
Chicken banana. Chicken banana. Chicken banana. Banana. Banana.
In the internet, did you find that?
Let's not worry about that.
Okay.
All right. So, for example, Shelby, if I did this.
I'm working late because I'm a
banana.
What's the word?
I'm working late.
What word was being replaced?
Because I'm a banana. What should be in the place of
banana? A singer. Yes! A singer. See, you
she
got
gets
it. You got
she
it.
Gets it.
You got it.
I'm kind of thinking we need a banana remix. A little bit.
Do you like that?
A little bit.
I'm working late because I'm a
banana.
That's ridiculous. I love it.
Okay, so you got the gist, right?
We're on board.
We'll do a couple more here, Shelby, okay? All right, Shelby, here we go.
She's got orientation to get to. We got to hurry.
I know. We got to blow through this.
It's her first day.
All right, here we go. All right, Shelby, here we go. What word is being replaced by banana in this song?
Take my whiskey, leave my banana.
Back in my bed at three.
My banana in my bed at three? Wow. That sounds bad. A little. Okay, what are we taking in our bed at three instead of a banana?
Do you know,
coffee?
Shelby? Coffee. Yes, you're right.
Yes,
indeed it is coffee. See, you got it. You got it. All right, here's another one.
If the banana
was ending, I want a
banana to show. All right.
Do you know that one?
World,
yes!
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 Wow.
If we play this game again, and Shelby, are you enjoying it? Is this a game that you would like to hear again?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. It's the clip of banana.
Maybe the next time I play for you also the clip of the real song.
Yeah.
You know, so you know. So
right.
You know. All right.
Just to confirm.
How many more do we want to do? We want one or two?
I mean, I think let's just do one.
We'll do one more. All right. One more, Stacey.
Yes. Shelby.
Yes. Sorry. Identify the word.
You're great with names. It's
listen,
fine.
Listen. Shelby, it's okay.
It's okay.
I'm nervous too, Shelby. I'm nervous too. We're all nervous here.
You were doing so well.
All right. Identify the word that is replaced by banana.
Come on, pour me up a double shot of
banana.
Yes, whiskey. You got it. Congratulations.
Double shot of banana.
Congratulations. It is the...
Chicken banana. Chicken banana. Banana. Banana.
I mean, I'm telling you that sometimes you just find these things and you got to work them into a game, right,
that
Shelby?
Could be the next big hit on DJ.
She says, right. Well, hey, congratulations. We're going to hook you up, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hang tight. We got to get a little bit more information from you, okay? And good luck on your first day of job.
We got to get to orientation. We got to get her the first day.
Yes. All right. Yeah. You can't tell your boss that you were late because of Ben and Kelly on your first.
I was playing this banana game this, on the radio.
Not just banana game. This.
Banana. Banana.
All right. All right. Hang on a quick sec. I'm going to get more information from you. All right. Wow. She was fun. Shelby was fun.
Dumb stuff lives on the internet, and I love it when you unearth it.
That's right.
That's great.
That's right. There you go.
I think we need to play it again.
All right.
Yeah. With Stacy next time.
With Stacy next time. All right. Let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of a scary situation that played out. A 68-year-old woman was trapped in her burning car on its side, on the side of a New York highway. A cop, paramedic, and two Good Samaritans ran over to try to help her. The first responders smashed the car's sunroof to get her to get to her. And then this hero civilian named Nathan pulled her from the car. This is Nathan and one of the officers talking about the rescue.
Just handed me the fire extinguisher, and then immediately I just ran to the car. The way I heard that lady screaming, like, it felt like it was, like, either my mom or my aunt or something like that.
Jumped out of his car to assist and legitimately put his life in jeopardy. He did an amazing job.
Wow.
Yeah, he says that she has a tomorrow because of his actions.
Dang.
And it's all on video. It's kind of an amazing rescue. You can see she's in stable condition. She did suffer some pretty bad burns, but at least she's going to live because of what Nathan did. And just ran over, like, one of the cops gave him a fire extinguisher. So he runs over there, and then he was the one to pull her out. So he just found himself kind of one of the rescue crews right there and risked his own life. It's pretty amazing video you can find at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Can we really quick talk about the fact that Louisville is becoming known for semis hanging off of bridges?
That is something that's unexpected. But that is
Second Street Bridge last year. Then we just had another instance
off I-65 South.
Off I-65 South right there in Spaghetti Junction.
It was on fire, and then the driver had to jump 20 feet.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. And then just this past weekend.
Yeah.
The scene was caught on camera in Louisville, Kentucky after a semi-truck fell off an overpass and quickly burst into flames. Check this out. Fire officials said the driver was able to quickly jump from the dangling cab before the entire truck crashed to the ground.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah.
There were videos and people were taking videos. It was all over Instagram of this, literally this semi engulfed in flames, falling from the overpass.
It's amazing that the driver was able to jump the 20
feet. No one was hurt.
And then got out of the way.
Yes.
Because, I mean, could you even imagine
when
he fell?
No.
He had minor injuries, but my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to survive. No one else was. Could you imagine, like, just literally driving and going,
that's not what you see every day?
Because I saw, there were several Instagram accounts that had footage of people who are driving by, like, the under the, as it's starting to come down, they're just kind of driving around it. And it's like, at one point, you're sitting there going, okay, I really have to get to I'm already running late.
I'm going to swerve around. Wow.
I mean,
insanity.
Yeah, yeah. So,
like, getting national attention.
Yeah, I mean, so three instances of a semi truck dangling over the side of the freeway. One of those was just this past weekend,
and it looks like it's a split in the road, right? And one of the ramps is kind of narrow. I'm thinking that's been the problem spot for some of these large semis.
Was that the exact spot that the other one happened? Like a couple months ago, because it was, you know, the cab,
I feel
again,
like it was
a cab was hanging over the edge there. And then, you know, famously the Second Street Bridge one from last year,
right?
Kind of kicked everything off, but
they should at least maybe erect a big sign saying, hey,
slow down.
Yeah, like several signs leading up to that point saying, start to slow down now. You need to slow down now if you're driving a big truck because danger.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Wow. That's much.
But yeah, I feel like, you know, I have seen a car on fire before driving on the freeway, and I chose to ignore it.
Well, you dialed 911.
I did.
And just didn't hit send because you figured someone else has got that.
I did. Yes, all of that is true. I punched in 911. Well, I wanted to be safe. I didn't want
to
be on the phone while I was driving. Oh, that's what it was.
Okay.
But yes, I feel like had I come across that in 2025.
If you were driving underneath and you see a semi engulfed in flames dangling right above you, are you stopping or are you zipping by?
I'm going by.
Okay.
I'm like,
Fast and Furious.
I'll call someone. I promise this time I'll call someone.
Yeah.
I'm getting
past it first.
Yes.
And then I'll call 911.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Wild scene.
That's nuts.
Even Thank more wild goodness. That no one was hurt.
Exactly. It was a serious injury.
Yeah, it wasn't tragedy. There wasn't tragedy, but like crazy. The Louisville Fire Department, they have been like, guys, can we just pump the brakes a little bit?
This is much.
I mean, come on now.
They have to be trained in all the things.
Oh, shoot. So, if you can see some of the footage, yes, like you said, national attention, got national attention.
And thank goodness, I know a lot of the video out there, it's drivers being unsafe because they're still driving, but they're recording it. Because,
that's what I'm saying. Like I was seeing on Instagram all weekend, these drivers that are literally
driving by
10 feet away from it.
Yes.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I know.
I mean, so they had to have the wherewithal to get the phone out, hit record, still drive, and not crash themselves.
Talent.
All right.
That's talent.
Probably not encouraged.
That's talent.
Yeah.
So there you go. You can see it, WDJX.com. Hey, coming up next, how'd you ruin your phone? Did you have an interesting story behind that?
Ben will start the conversation.
I'll start the conversation, yes. I am living that life right now on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next. What weird way did you ruin your phone? We did get a text message from Redbubble Rachel, as we like to call her on our text line. She said, I was finding out the gender of my second kid the next day, and my sister had to send out a notice to everyone stating that Rachel just washed her phone in the washer.
Oh.
So she's having a boy. She said she left it in the pocket of a jacket, and she threw it in the washer.
Oh, no. You know, yeah, it doesn't survive that.
Yeah, maybe
right?
That's a little pregnancy brain action there, too. Yeah. Kim said, I dropped it face down into my frozen margarita at a beach bar.
Oh, gosh.
Phone ruined. Lime wedge still haunting me.
Oh, no. Oh, dang. Oh, Tina says, I tried to multitask in a public restroom.
Oh, gosh.
Let's just say I now know what a $1,200 flush feels like. Oh. Oh, dang it. Oh, that is, yeah. No, that one just dies, right?
Yeah. Randy said, I left it too close to my flat iron, melted the case, made the screen look like a lava lamp, so that was fun.
Okay. All right. All right. Wow. Don't flat iron your phone. Got it. Amanda, I once got into a heated argument with my ex, threw my phone in the pool for dramatic effect. Then I realized I still needed it for my Uber ride home, so I had to borrow his phone to call an Uber because mine was fried. Oh, that's the worst. You're already mad at him.
Then you're like,
you don't want to ask him for anything.
Call an Uber for me.
Give me your phone.
Give me your phone. Tim said, I once put my phone on top of my car, drove for a bit before it flew off on the highway. May it rest in pieces.
Ooh,
sure.
Yeah. Smasharoo. Hannah, I was texting while jogging on the treadmill. Tripped.
Wow.
Fell. And my phone flew backward like a missile into the wall behind me, shattered.
Wow. Oh. That's fun.
Oh, dang it.
These are the weird ways you destroyed your phone.
You gotta watch those treadmills.
Yeah, right? Kristen said, I heard of a hack to dry your phone that gets water in it, so I tried to dry my phone with short microwave bursts.
What?
After it got wet.
What?
Don't ask, it just exploded.
What? What?
She put her phone in the microwave.
How do you not know that's going to instantly be bad?
Listen.
You're not supposed to put any sort of metal in the microwave at all for any short burst of time.
Just because it says it on TikTok doesn't mean it's true.
What in the world? Kristen, what in the world?
You deserve to have your phone die.
Jenny, I was filming a TikTok smoothie tutorial. Accidentally locked my phone into the blender.
What?
I blended my phone. I bet it was amazing footage for a hot second, though.
For a hot second, yes, exactly.
That is funny.
If you could grab that from the cloud.
That is funny.
Wow. Those are better stories than Ben's just dropped his phone one too many times and decided to poop out from internal injuries.
It's just.
That is so annoying. Did you nav up? Is that navigation?
No, it's not navigation.
Oh, it looks like it's navigation.
No, not navigation.
Okay.
It's black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
I know, but what's the green part? Now it's not. Now you don't see anything.
No.
It's possessed.
Yeah, my phone's possessed.
It needs an exorcism.
Anyways, thank you for the stories.
Those are great.
There you go. So this company pulled a bunch of people on cheating in America. 99.7 DJX, and being cheated on. Kentucky was tops for the place in the United States where people are most likely to be cheated on.
Oh, that's not great news.
No. We did get a text from a listener who said, if you search groups in Facebook, there are so many groups for Louisville that are, quote, are we dating the same guy or girl?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So not surprised that Kentucky's one of the top ones of the states being cheated on.
Yep. Awkward.
Yeah. Hawaii and Alaska are also up there, too.
What?
Yeah. So Hawaii, the place in the U.S. where people are most likely to cheat.
Oh, great.
In Hawaii, because, yes. Well, it's Hawaii.
Beautiful, tropical.
Yeah, but Alaska is right behind Kentucky and the place where people are most likely to be cheated on.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's
wild.
How
many people live in Alaska?
Well, I mean, it's not, I don't know, but.
Interesting.
Yeah, there you go. So how did you find out you were with a cheater, pumpkin eater? Tammy said, I found out when he posted a boys-only poker night on Snapchat. Saw a girl's very specific acrylic nails holding his drink in the reflection of his sunglasses.
Wow, that is, like, detective-worthy.
Yeah, Tammy said, CSI level zoom and enhance.
Okay, yeah, all right.
That.
Dang.
Man, when you think you've got it all figured out, but the reflection gives it away.
She must have had some clues going into that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, well, she was kind of looking for that. For it, she was looking for that, for sure.
Wendy says one of his guy friends accidentally sent a pic of him with another girl to the group chat. I was also in.
Oh.
It was meant for the bros only group. Oops.
Was it accidental or was he just tossing it out there?
Purpose.
When my nephew got a cell phone, he created all these group chats.
Sure.
And we don't have, I have no clue as to what group chat, who's in what group chat, because I'm in like seven or eight of them that
he
just
great.
Created.
And so, that's amazing. He's just trying to stay connected.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was very excited about getting a cell phone.
Yes.
Sure.
Debbie says, he told me he was at his brother's house.
Uh-huh.
Too bad I ran into his brother at Target.
Oh.
He was definitely not hosting a dinner party with my boyfriend. Oh, dang it.
How did you find out you were with a cheater? Jennifer said he'd Venmoed some girl for peach delivery.
Peach delivery?
I don't think they were talking about fruit.
Oh, that was code.
That was code.
That was code.
I am seeing those signs for Georgia peaches just about everywhere.
Oh, boy. Renee, I found a tube of lip gloss in his car. He said it was mine. I definitely don't wear that shade of lip gloss. Try again.
It was yours.
Yeah.
It's yours.
We know what gloss
I was gonna say,
and lipsticks.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know exactly the shades that you have and if it's missing or not.
Yeah.
You're going to know if you took it into the car with you.
No, I swear it's yours.
That was yours. I swear I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it. Gina, get this. He meant to text his side chick.
Oh, God.
She doesn't suspect a thing. But he sent it to me and said, plot twist, I suspected everything.
Oh, wow.
Stupid boy.
Bless his heart.
She doesn't suspect it. That's like screenshotting a conversation and sending it back to the person that just sent it to you.
I was like, why are you screenshotting our conversation and sending it back to me? Why are you doing that?
Why? Well, because you're getting ready to send it to someone else.
Yeah. Why are you talking about me to somebody else? Who are you sending that to?
Oh, shoot. Those are interesting.
Oh, good stuff.
All right. Those are good stories. But yeah.
And again, if you're single in town, I know this was not great information.
Well, I will say, hey, Kentucky's number one on the list of places most likely to be cheated on. Indiana is 46th. So if you
just go across the bridge.
All you have to do is go across to Southern Indiana.
Find yourself a little Indiana boy.
And you'll be fine.
Probably not going to get cheated on.
You'll be fine.
That's great.
All right, let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So this is, you know, another story about super smart kids.
Okay.
Doing bigger things than we could ever dream of.
Okay.
In seventh grade at a Catholic middle school in Oregon, designed and built a prototype prosthetic for Ember, a 16-week-old Labradoodle with paralyzed back legs due to a spinal injury.
Oh, no.
So this project was part of their STEM program, challenging kids to apply their knowledge to a real-world scenario. So okay. they used recycled materials, created various designs that were tested out on a stuffed animal. Chloe's one of the students talking about the project.
I love this idea because it can help us understand the world a little bit better, and it can also help us like try to solve big real-world issues, and we can learn like a lot about what's going on in the world, and I really like how we can have like a small impact in like helping.
Aww.
Like, that is so cute.
Yeah, she's precious. She did drop a lot.
She's in seventh grade, for crying out loud. Yeah. And the school's considering 3D printing the most successful designs to actually assist Ember in walking.
Very cool.
Yeah, pretty awesome. See this story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyer.
It's time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without complaining about your love life while on a hot mic, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not great. His name's, everyone's gonna hear it.
Yeah, his name's Stu.
You know what? I don't care. I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it.
Yeah, so he is a helicopter reporter there in L.A., and he was flying around and launched into a long rant about his failed marriage.
But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life.
Why in the world would you start talking about this in a helicopter? Like, this isn't even doesn't even sound like if you're just sitting in the office pulling like your coworker side saying, "Listen, I gotta tell you about what's going on with me." Like that is, it's almost like he's intending to broadcast it.
So he was on a YouTube live stream when he started talking about these debacles in his personal life. So
he knew it was getting heard.
See, that's the thing.
If like, you know it's a live stream, that means they're not taking breaks and putting you on and off.
So a lot of people were thinking it was a hot mic thing. But someone was like talking in his ear, and so we couldn't hear the other person. But he was responding to questions in the YouTube comments, so he knew he was live.
Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Not really looking. Trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that. I want to be beholden to no one at this moment. You know, do I get lonely? Of course. But I got cats.
Yeah, he's got cats.
So he's just looking at the comments,
I guess,
and responding.
So people are asking if he was drunk. He said, "I do love some bourbon. I love the whiskey. I love the bourbon. Love the gin." But no one thinks he was actually drunk when he was up there in the helicopter. So he wasn't the one flying it.
And he's supposed to be covering a news story, and then just goes on this side. I guess somebody must have tossed it out there.
I don't know.
Like, hey, are you getting divorced or something? And then he launches into just...
You know what? I don't care. I am married.
I am married. Technically.
But not for long.
Ay, ay, ay.
But hey, ladies, I'm not necessarily looking just yet.
So apparently he was just having a little fun with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It didn't sound like he was having fun. It sounded like he was working some stuff out.
So, yeah. I mean, that's probably not the place to do it, but hey, you know what? We're talking about it here in Louisville.
Absolutely not the time to talk about that.
So, there you go.
Oh, wow.
A little setting the bar story if you can manage to make it through the day. Stu!
Stu, we don't need to know all those things about you, Stu. You're just supposed to report
news. Hey,
will you look up
Stu and see what he looks like?
Oh, okay.
He's got a little like salt and pepper goatee action. He's wearing glasses.
Okay. Stu Mundell? Is that his name?
Yeah.
All
right. Okay. So there you go. That's Stu.
It kind of looks like somebody who would go on a rant like this, I'll be honest.
There you go. All right, there you go. That's your side of the bar story on 99.7 DJX. We have a lot to catch up on the podcast if you missed any of the show. One was a trip to Aruba, which Charlotte is not on board with, partly because Charlotte, our listener, is not invited.
She's big mad, and I've got to be honest, I'd be big mad too.
Yeah.
Big mad.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like, you're justified.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying red flag. So, yeah, you can catch up. You can hear what we talked about. Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show, or WDGX.com. Tap listen. I don't know if you've done... I'm still on the struggle bus when it comes to my phone. My phone is just this weird.
That's insane.
It's like stripes. It's yellow. It's black. It's, I don't know it's what a little you got. Part of my actual screen.
I don't know what you got planned for the rest of the day, but you need to get that fixed ASAP. Because it's driving me insane.
Yeah.
And you can't live with like too many bubbles in your notifications.
No,
so how
I like
in the world
clear,
you're existing yeah. with that?
Listen, I'm powering
me.
Through, I guess. The one thing that has really, really upset me with this whole thing is the fact that I'm not able to really do Wordle or the crossword.
You're so insane.
Because I can't tell the difference between yellow and green bubbles. Because it's all like, it's all.
So what you're telling me is your afternoon consisted of Wordle and now that's messed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to be, I can't blow my streak, Kelly.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think you understand.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You're good. Don't roll up in here with that thing again tomorrow. This needs to get addressed ASAP.
All right. Well, you're looking nice today. You've got a photo shoot coming in.
Uh-huh.
The Voice? Is that what it is?
I listen.
Yeah.
Some people like to be in magazines. I do not. I don't.
I think, look.
I like to be behind the listen,
look,
we're in
Kelly,
radio for a reason. I don't like cameras. I decided
wearing,
a long time ago, I was like, I'm going to be a TV news anchor. No, I'm not. I'm going to be on the radio.
You're wearing makeup.
I don't have to. Thank you.
You've done your hair.
It's not a good, it's not, a, I
you're
didn't want to document
earrings.
This look, really, honestly. I've got, yes, I'm trying to make an effort.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've
I'm
seen that shirt before. It's not necessarily a new shirt,
it's
but
not
it's
a new shirt.
It you wear it well.
Thank you. I've had it for several years.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've seen
but
it.
But it's, I listen, when I was a younger woman, I didn't mind the pictures.
When I was
as much,
a younger
but now
woman.
I don't. I'm not a fan. And listen, the lighting
everybody,
in the studio is not the best.
I'm
it's
sure
the
they're going to bring lights.
Fluorescent
I'm
lighting.
Sure they're going to bring
it's
lights.
It's not a great, anyway.
Yeah, that'll be fine. They want to get you in your natural environment. All right. So what edition is it going to be? The July edition?
I don't know anything about it. They just said show up at this time.
Show up at this time.
Look ready.
All right.
That was my instructions.
And that's what you went with?
It's all I got.
Okay.
I just, yeah.
T's and P's for Kelly.
Thanks.
All right. Well, hey.
Just look for the other women in the feature. It's women in business, I think, is the theme of the shoot.
Okay.
So it's going to be in a future article for The Voice. Just don't
all right,
look at
well,
me.
As soon
look
as,
at all the other women.
As soon
great.
As we find out which one it is, we'll make sure everybody
don't
knows
get it.
So you can
look at
grab
someone else.
It. All right. Oh, it'll be great. All right. So catch up on what you missed on the podcast, WDJX.com. What else?
That's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.